Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. It's the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's fifth chapter. And this falls into the part where Matthew is describing the kingdom of God. It's a discourse where he spins out all the ways in which we can experience the kingdom of God, the rule of God in our hearts. So it begins by Jesus going up a hill. And in Matthew's Gospel, he has a lot of images which are familiar to Jewish people. So Jewish people would have seen this as like a new Moses, Jesus going up the hill. Moses went up the hill where he got the Ten Commandments. He sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak, and this is what he taught them. So the list here of, in some translations, how happy are you in spirit, or blessed are the poor in spirit. The word happy and blessed are different translations of the same Greek word. So the poor in spirit is worth looking at in detail. There would have been, the vast majority of the population would have been a poor class, and their poverty didn't allow them to have the arrogance and assertiveness of the wealthy. So these are the qualities of the people who are listening to Jesus. They didn't have arrogance or assertiveness, and they're ready to hear his message. So they were blessed in that way of life. And you also hear the word meek. Happy the gentle, they shall have the earth for their heritage. The same echo of the first poor in spirit one. Then you have those who mourn. Happy are those who mourn. Maybe people who mourn the evils of Israel and the missed opportunities and the way God has inflicted his punishment on the people for their straying away from his laws. So there's people with a sense of mourning, and we would have that ourselves with living with bad decisions by government, bad laws getting passed that we mightn't agree with. So we mourn that, and we mourn the trend. Happy are those who hunger for righteousness and thirst for what is right. Righteousness and for what is right, that applies to a right relationship, good relationship with God. Submission to his will. People who long for that will get the reward. They shall be satisfied. Then happy the merciful. The merciful are the people who have compassion. And you frequently hear this in the New Testament. Mercy and compassion. As far as Matthew's concerned, almsgiving and forgiveness are the ways to show mercy. And the reward for those who give compassion is to receive compassion. They will have mercy shown them. The pure of heart. Purity of heart is contrasted with the kind of superficial purity of the Levitical priesthood. They would have gone through ritual washings, oblations before meals, etc. But Jesus was always emphasizing that purity needed to come from the heart, not just exterior. And it's interesting that this one, they shall see God. He's thinking very much of the Levitical priesthood. They get into the temple, they're close to the presence of God. But the people, the ordinary poor people of the country, people who are listening, if their hearts are pure, if they're close to God in their hearts, then they will be in the presence of God. They won't have to go to a temple, they won't have to wait till special feast days. They will be in the presence of God. They shall see God. And the seeing of God is an Old Testament expression about the members of the royal court. They were defined as those who see the face of the king. So if you're at this meeting today, you could count yourself as people who see God. Then happy are the peacemakers, the people who make peace between people who quarrel, who bring rows and division to an end by their wise words. They should be called sons of God. They're the authentic people of God, the real Israel that the Lord is trying to form. And happy are those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This mention of persecution, it really summarizes all the Beatitudes, because Christ is the one who replaces the law as the sure means whereby people can maintain the right relationship with God. The Pharisees would have had their version of the laws, and that if people obeyed laws according to their standards, then they would be in right relationship with God. Jesus is setting a whole new standard, that this standard of the Pharisees doesn't go far enough. This purity of the priestly class doesn't go far enough. But he is the one now who is the guide and the one who assures us if we do what he asks us to do, then we'll be in right relationship with God. So that will mean, and does mean for Matthew's community, persecution. People misunderstand what's going on, and they persecute the followers of Christ, because the followers of Christ would see Jesus as fulfilling the law. So the Beatitudes don't just go beyond the values of the Jewish society, but they also go beyond the values of the Greco-Roman world, that love of power and domination, that love of success. It's very like our own society. So that's where the persecution comes. That's where the misunderstandings come. So there's so much in this. I think you don't need any questions to poke at it. I think you can see so many applications to our present world, our present way of life, the present challenges that are about us. So God bless your discussions. God bless your work.